Oh, this week is going to feel extra heavy for Bitcoin, because the story isn't really about crypto headlines anymore. It's about the whole macro backdrop.
Exactly. The main drivers will be US inflation data, producer price signals, the Federal Reserve decision, and possible yen intervention.
And that's why Bitcoin is starting to feel less like a standalone asset and more like a very sensitive risk trade.
Right. The big question is whether it can stabilize and hold $80,000 through a bunch of major macro events.
The first big test is the Consumer Price Index report.
CPI is one of the most closely watched releases because it shows what's happening with inflation at the consumer level.
If it comes in hotter than expected, that suggests price pressure is still sticky.
That can push back expectations of aggressive monetary easing, which usually weighs on long-duration assets and speculative bets.
For Bitcoin, a hot CPI reading could cool risk appetite, reduce leverage, and push money out of high-beta assets faster.
Conversely, a cooler CPI print could revive the idea that the Fed is closer to easing, which would be a more constructive backdrop for Bitcoin.
Especially if the market has already been pricing in some relief.
Then the producer price index adds another layer.
PPI matters because it tracks what producers are being paid, and it can act as a leading indicator for consumer inflation.
A strong PPI print may suggest cost pressures are building upstream and could eventually be passed on to consumers.
That would make traders more skeptical about the timing of rate cuts.
If PPI looks softer, it can strengthen the case that inflation is cooling and that the Fed has more room to shift its stance.
In practical terms, PPI can set the tone for how the market reacts to CPI and then to the Fed decision later in the week.
And with the Fed decision, the actual rate move may matter less than the guidance that comes with it.
The statement, the tone of the press conference, and any hints about future policy can move markets dramatically.
If the Fed signals that inflation is under control and that there is room to ease, that can be a strong tailwind for risk assets.
But if it sounds cautious, data-dependent, or unwilling to commit to a clear easing path, Bitcoin could face more pressure.